the topic today's share that we're going to discuss and it's going to get into a lot of very important halacha lemaisa shailas is really, itself is a very important shaila, and it's an important thing to know. A lot of people, unfortunately, do not know, and that is, when does our bracha rishona and bracha achrona end? Okay? When does our bracha rishona and bracha achrona end? That's really today's topic, and that is what we're going to go through, and it needs to put a bunch of different pieces from different places in halacha together in order to get to the shaila's halacha lemaisa that we're going to be discussing, and that is if one wants to drink throughout the day. How many brachas rishonas and brachas achronas do you have to do? If he's on tiyul, when do you make a bracha rishonah? When do you make a bracha achronah? If you're playing ball, when do you make a bracha rishonah? When do you make a bracha achronah? All those shailas are going to only be able to answer at the end of this year when we have enough information in order. And on top of that, we're going to have a lot of information in terms of answering a lot of different shailas that do come up. Sometimes even on a daily basis, or sometimes a little bit less. The Gemara in Chulin Daf Kuf Zayin Amud Beis, also Pei Vavim Beis, tells us that basically, based on the Gemara there, we learn that a bracha rishona ends when someone's mesiach das. It talks over there, the shamash of the suda. When the shamash of the suda, he's constantly mesiach das for the suda because he has no yeshiva das. He doesn't think he's actually eating over there. Anytime you're mesiach das from your bracha, that's when your bracha rishona ends. Dahainu. If someone had a hesech das, he decided that he was done eating this eating session, and now he decides to eat more. His bracha rishona, generally a bracha rishona covers everything you're going to eat during that eating session. You make a bracha on an Entenmann's donut. Okay, he continues throughout the donut. You're going to have a second donut, you're going to continue through the second donut. Also, because you never had a hesech das, the bracha keeps on going through. Okay, it keeps on going through. But once I've decided that I'm done eating, then the bracha rishona ends, and now if I want to eat more, even if it's the same of the same type of bracha, I would have to make a new bracha. Now, side point on this, a very important point, Morin of Rabbeinu Rav Nevin Sal basically holds as a separate shiur altogether, is that nowadays we don't really mesiach das generally from our eating sessions because we're constantly eating. We always go, even if we think we're done eating, we're not really done eating, and we end up taking another bite, and we'll take another thing from the closet. So generally, just having in mind that we're done eating, generally nowadays does not work, okay? Because it's just technically wrong, okay? Maybe, but that klal is important, that a bracha rishon ends when someone is mesiach das from that eating session. Okay? That's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Simon Kuf Ayin Tes Sif Aleph. And therefore, if you look at Sefer Vazos HaBracha, he brings out over here the same thing, not only if someone's mesiach das, if he's, like I just said, he decides that he's done eating, Now, the Mishnah in Brachos, Nun Aleph Amud Beis, and the Gemara over there in the Gimel Beis discusses, what about my bracha? When, at what point do I lose my bracha? I mean, I ate, I'm chayiv in bracha achrona. At what point can I no longer make a bracha achrona anymore? Okay? So if I ask the Johnstown person, when can I stop, when am I not allowed to make a bracha achrona anymore? I know what you're going to say. What are you going to say? 72 minutes, of course. 72 minutes, half hour, okay? So none of those are wrong, but neither are correct either. And we'll see why that is too. The Gemara tells us, okay? The Gemara tells over there that you have until Shas equal. You have until Shas equal. That flus definition means when you digest the food, okay? All right, you want to digest my food, okay? You talk to your local diet. Halachically, when you decide that you digest it, Rabbeinu Yonah writes, that is when you start to feel hungry again from your eating session. You ate, you were satiated. When you start to feel hunger again, that's showing that equal has happened, and that's Shas equal. So that's really the answer to the question, is when you start to feel hungry again, at that point, I no longer can make a bracha achrona. But that means, okay, Shabbos, you had a nice gesunte Shabbos meal, okay? You, by accident, fell asleep on the couch. You wake up 2 hours later, more than 72 minutes, and you look, I didn't bench yet. If you are still satiated from that meal, you are still allowed to bench, okay? You're still allowed to bench because Shabbos equal that. You're still satiated from the meal. You didn't start to feel hungry yet. You had a lot of chalk, you had a lot of kugel, you had a lot of chicken, you ate a good geshmack of meal, and therefore, you have not lost out on your bracha achrona yet. Okay? Now, the rush fleshes out, which you might have already come to this conclusion, that you see from over here, that bracha rishona, the mechanics of bracha rishona,
and the mechanics of bracha achrona are two totally separate things. Bracha rishona is tali ad hesach das. My bracha rishona remains until I make siach das. Bracha achrona, I'm still allowed to make a bracha achrona until shas equal. They don't have anything to do with each other. They do two different brachas, and they work in different ways. One works by hesach das, and one works by by shasi. Okay, they're mutually exclusive, and therefore the Rush fleshes this out, the Rambam fleshes it out, and therefore it's move on that in two separate places in the Shulchan Aruch it talks about these two different, because they're two different dinim. Okay, Shulchan Aruch, one is in Siman Kufei Dalet, and one is in Siman Kufayim Tes, talks about these different things. Okay, I'm telling you what Rubo Achronim hold, and this is how we're going to set up today's shir and discuss all the Halacha L'maisa shouts. Not like the Magen Avraham that is quoted in the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot Yitzayim, in Siman Kufayim Tes. Over the Magen Avraham has a different name. We did not pass like the Magen Avraham here. We go like Rov Achronim, like I just presented to you right now, that Bracha Rishona, once again, you got to get this down. Bracha Rishona ends, okay? Bracha Rishona left. I make a Bracha. I make a Shakol Ni'abidvar. I make a Borei Minim Ezonos. Okay? That Bracha will still be hanging there. It will last until you have a Hesach Hadas. Okay? Bracha Achrona. If I eat and now I'm chayav bracha achrona, I'm allowed to make a bracha achrona. Until when? Until shas equal. Okay. Now. Yes.
Equal is a Hebrew word.
Equal. Ayin yud kaf vav lamed. Equal. Now. So it will be the din if someone's eating and drinking literally all day long. They're at Sudas Achashverosh, where there is food and drink all day long. Okay? Food and drink all day long. Mavur b'ram, the Ram says b'ferish, you would make a bracha rishona at the beginning of the day, and that will last throughout the whole day. You can go ahead and eat and drink all day long because it's one henshich of one surah. It never ended. Right? So that is true. However, the problem is that's true by bracha rishona. The bracha rishona, you make a bracha and you plan to eat. That's great. The problem, though, exists, though, is if you're going to take a break in the middle, even though you know you're going to come back, you're not really leaving. You're not, no shinui makom problem. You're going to be in that same area the whole time, and you know you're coming back to eat more. But the problem, though, is, what is the problem? You might lose out on your bracha achrona. You ate. Okay, breakfast your station, even if it's Achazer, you can't eat all day long. Okay, you ate a nice, big breakfast. Okay, you're staying there to lunch, it's true, but numbers of hours are going to pass in between. So it's true, I might have in mind that I'm going to continue at lunchtime, but I might lose out on what? On your bracha achrona. If the time of Shas equal passed by, you've lost out. You've now eaten without a bracha achrona. So even though it's true, for bracha rishona, you have no problem. If I have a mind, I'm going to continue eating. Yeah, bracha rishon will last. The whole day, there's nothing to stop. There's no hesach hadas. The problem, though, is I don't want to eat without a bracha achrona. That's a bad thing. We want to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the food we have. We make bracha achronas, and that's what Framina did. If you don't, you lose out on the bracha achrona. Now, if someone has Suda Shabbos, Suda Zachashit, you got a lot of time. Shas equal will last for a long time. You have a long time to make that bracha for him. By the way, I do not suggest waiting bracha. When people wait to make bracha achronas, they have a lot of time, you end up forgetting to make bracha achronas. We're just talking halachically over here. It's not a good idea. Good, you should always make a bracha achrona right away. Okay, fine. Now, the problem is, we don't always have a whole meal. What happens if you have a snack? What if you're not satiated even after... You have a snack that you were hungry before. You have a bag of, a bag of popcorn. You have a bag of potato chips. Again, that might hold you over. That doesn't satiate. You're not satiated. So what does that mean? What is shasik? How long can I make my brain of fascios on the bag of chips and the bag of popcorn? I was hungry before. I'm still hungry after. I had a chocolate bar. Okay? How long does the bracha achrona last? Because there is no shasik. I was never satiated. So the Mishnah Berurah said, Kuf Pei Dalet. Sivkot and Chof, he himself says it's
kasha l'shayer. It's difficult to give an exact amount, but here's where your guy's numbers come in. This is where the Mishnah Berurah says you get 72 minutes. Okay? Not on the Suda Shabbos. Suda Shabbos, you get a couple hours l'chora, as long as you're still satiated. But when you can't figure out what satiated, because you were not satiated, you had a little snack, that's when you get 72 minutes. 72 minutes after snack, that means 72 minutes go by. And we're fully what? You can't make a bracha achrona anymore. That's by a snack. Okay? But then the Mishnah Berurah in another place, Simin Kuf Tzadi, Sifkatan Ches, says that's by a snack, by food. What about by drinks? Drinks, that is a horse of a different color. That's totally different. Says the Mishnah Berurah that drinks, the shas equal by shtiyah, is much shorter than by food. Okay? He doesn't give an exact shear, but after looking around, if you want to know b'diavad, you maybe get up to a half hour. If you have a cup of water, you have other drinks, juice, whatever it might be, so then you get a half hour. You don't get, there's no satiation over here, obviously. You don't get a 72 minutes like we saw by a snack. You get maybe up to a half an hour for the drink. Okay? Now. What are we left with? Let's put this all together. Now, someone has, he's drinking. And he's got one of those Contigio bottles. Okay? And he got it. He's the health guy. He's got water. He's going to drink a lot of water. He's got it for the whole Seder. What's he going to do? So, if he's mamish drinking throughout the day, he sips between Dapim of Gemara, and every time this Chavrus is talking, he takes another sip, and he's constantly drinking. And a half hour is not going to go by between drinking. So he's made in the shades. Everything's gavaldic for this guy. His bracha rishona, we know that. That lasts. That's not a problem. The problem is that he doesn't have that long for his bracha achrona. He only got this half hour. So if he's going to be drinking, he knows he's going to be drinking within every half hour. He can continue drink. He could do that all day if he wanted to. And we know the problem is, at the end of the day, he'll make one brei nefashos and everything would be great. The problem, though, is most people are not like that. Most people drink a good amount when they fill it up. They might take a break. And they might, perhaps, go a half hour without drinking the water. And then what's going to happen? If he goes a half hour without drinking the water, then he's going to lose out on his bracha achrona again. Okay? We don't want to lose our bracha achronas. So I tell people the fact. Don't throw stones at me. Okay? Anytime a person is even besuffic that he's not going to drink for the next half hour. He's only drinking right now. We're not talking about food. He's only drinking. He's having a couple of coffee. He's having water. The most got an example. He's in the base medrash. He's at work. So when he first takes it, he makes the bracha and he drinks. He drinks a lot. Usually drink a lot right now. But then you put it down and you sip here and you sip there. Any time right now that I've already drinking a ravias and therefore I've got a shear that I can make a bracha achrona. And I might not drink for the next half hour. What I tell guys is make a bracha achrona so you don't lose on your bracha achrona. We'll see then what is going to happen with your bracha rishona. One second. Yes. What about something bracha? It's waiting for something. That's why I didn't want you to throw stones in. Instead of throwing stones, he threw out a very good question. And the answer to that is another Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, what do you say, bracha levatala?
No,
something bracha levatala. Not really seven brachas a hakel. It's a vade bracha. It's a chayim bracha achron. But let's sharpen your question. It's a bracha shein etzricha. Okay, it's a bracha shein etzricha. I don't need. I'm creating extra brachas that I might not need to make. So the Shulchan Aruch, based on the Shulchan Aruch, it's in Kuf Ayin somewhere. Based on the Shulchan Aruch, we learn to tell us that if you make a bracha in order to get out of suffering brachos, that's not considered a bracha shein etzricha. So over here, you are making a bracha in order not to get out, you're solving a bracha problem. Okay, you're getting out of a bracha that I'm making a bracha. That's mutter. That's not considered a bracha. That's considered a bracha tzur suicha. Okay, in order to get a halachic problem over, I could go ahead and make a bracha. That's going to be mutter. Okay, now leave off. Now, when I want to go back to drinking, we're going to come back to that. If you want to drink more after you made this bracha, I want to say I drank half my kedusha bottle. Then I go ahead and sit down and start morning seder. And I take another sip, and I realize, wait a second, I don't know if I'm going to drink more or not. So I'm going to make my brain of flushes. Okay? Now, when I want to come back and drink more from my bottle, we'll discuss, we'll come back to, do you have to make a new bracha rishon? One second, hold the questions. One second, we'll take questions then. I'm almost gone. Now, that's by the guy in the base medrash, the guy in his office, pretty common shayla. Comes Moreinu Rabbeinu Rav Nevinsal and adds in a very important point. He says, when the Mishnah Berurah is talking, he's talking about a case where you're drinking inside an office building in the base medrash. But if you're outside on a 95 degree weather day, and Kal v'chomer, if you're outside playing ball in a 95 degree weather day, Shas equal for drinking is no longer 30 minutes. Just like where we saw what shas equal for eating is when you feel hungry again, you start to feel hungry again. So for sure, if you start to feel thirst again, you've already lost out on your bracha achrona. And therefore, he says, someone's outside in that very hot day. It could be a couple of minutes, a very, very short period of time before you lose out on your bracha achrona. Because you might, you could drink a whole bottle of water. It could be a liter and a half, okay? If you're out there and it's very hot, you can start running around. You could be thirsty 5 minutes later. And at that point, you start feeling thirst again. You've now lost out. That's shas equal already. You're sweating. You're drying up. That means the water is out of your system. And therefore, you've lost out on your bracha achrona over there. Therefore, based on this Moreinu v'Rabbeinu Rav Nevinsal, okay, La'anias daiti, and when you're playing ball, or you're on a tiul, when you take your drink of water between games, or when you stop at the first stop of the tiul, and you take down a lot of water, which you should be doing, when you're in order not to dehydrate, you definitely make a bracha rishona. Obviously, it's your first drink. You're going to make a bracha achrona right away. Why? Because once you start walking again in the hemshich l'tiul, once you play a second game of ball, you are going to lose out on your bracha achrona. You lost your bracha achrona. You don't want to lose your bracha achrona. Therefore, you're going to be required to make a bracha achrona. Even if the game is not going to last a half hour, okay? Even if it's on a 10-minute stop clock, it doesn't matter because 10 minutes later, you're going to be thirsty again. You're going to be thirsty. You're running around in 90-degree weather. You're going to be thirsty when the game's over. When the game's over, you're thirsty. You lost out on your bracha achrona. So the nias daiti, it's pashut, you have to make a bracha achrona off. Okay? Now, here's the crunch. What do I do now when I want to drink after the second game? What do I do now when I get to this pit stop the second time? So the shaila is, when I make a bracha achrona, do we say that's a hesach hadas, and therefore I need to make a new bracha rishona? Or do we say that's not a hesach hadas because I know I'm going to drink more? I'm not really mesiach das from the drinking. I know I'm going to drink more in the base medrash. I know I'm going to drink after the second game of ball. I know I'm going to drink later on after in the middle of the hike. So therefore, I didn't really mesiach das from the drink. This is a major machlokes in the Achronim on what to do with this. The Magen Avraham in Siman Kuf Tzad Sif Os Gimel, the Magen Avraham paskins Alach Lamaisa that a bracha achrona is an intrinsic pesach hadas. There's nothing to do about it. Even though I know I'm going to continue eating, even though I'm going to continue drinking, when I make a bracha achrona that ends my eating session altogether, it's my siach das automatically, even if I know differently. Versus the pashtus of a Shulchan Aruch. Versus other achronim who don't say like this Magen Avraham. And they say, as a chadas, it's true for bracha achrona, you made a bracha achrona, but you're not misiach das from bracha rishona. This machlokas is the machlokas between poskei Ashkenaz and poskei Sfar. Ashkenazim, paskin, like the Magen Avraham, that it's an intrinsic hesach hadas, and therefore, once you make a bracha achrona, even if I know I will be continuing eating or drinking afterwards, it ends my bracha rishona. Also, I may see a chadas from it, and therefore, I have to make a bracha rishona also. And therefore, lamiyastaiti, I suggest, when you're playing ball, after every game, you get a new bracha rishona, new bracha achrona. Why? Because the bracha achrona, it's not really, didn't. Bracha rishona should have been fine. But bracha achrona, I need to make a bracha achrona because I don't want to lose out on my bracha achrona. Once I make my bracha achrona, therefore now, that ends my bracha rishona, and therefore I'm going to have to make a new bracha rishona also. That's what we do. Also on a tiyul, also the base matters. Once you have a sabbath, you're not going to drink for the next half hour. I make a bracha achrona, even though I know I'm going to drink later on. When you start drinking later, make a new bracha rishona. Rav Avadya does not pass like this. Rav Avadya, like many, many times, the Svarim in general, Rav Avadya also are much, much more machmir on suffering brachos lahakil. And therefore, they are choshesh for the opinions that hold that it's not an intrinsic hesach hadas. And therefore, they would agree, Rav Avadya is going to agree to the first part. He's going to agree between games, you have to make a bracha achrona. He's going to agree at the tiyul, make a bracha, not to lose your bracha achrona. But when you're going to, after the second game, no new bracha rishona. So after a game, you make a bracha achrona for the Svardim. But you're not making new bracha rishona because they don't hold that it's an intrinsic hesach hadas. Now, I know this sounds like a chiddush. I know this is a chiddush. I had a very large disagreement once in Gana Pamo with a very another chashuv Rav who was playing with a Rav. Was a Rav in yeshivas and seminaries. And he says, no way, this is not true. You're ending, what are you doing? And then two weeks later, he came back to me. He said he discussed this with many big poskim, and they all agreed with this. I think it's black and white. If you look in the halacha, you have to put a bunch of different things together over here. Okay, it's not anywhere. It's beferish. Oh, you need a shulchan aruch over here and a mishnah berurah over here and put it all together. But that's what comes together when you see the whole piece there. That you need a new bracha. You don't want to lose out bracha achronas. We like to make bracha achronas. You don't want to lose bracha achronas. Once you make bracha achrona, you're meisiach das with your bracha rishona. Therefore, Ashkenazim would have to make a new bracha rishona each time. Masha ein kein. When it comes to svardim, they would make a bracha achrona to lose the bracha achrona. But it would not require a new bracha rishona afterwards. That's what I have to offer for today. I think that's a lot of yesodos. You need a little chazar over there to get all those things, to put that mesudar in your mind with Bezrat Hashem. With this idea in your mind, you'll be able to answer a lot of shilohs when it comes to these things. Yes, we'll take questions. Yes, Ezra.
Sorry,
Paul.
Why is it considered a bracha she'ino tzricha if you could just drink another revius half an hour later? And therefore, you could be able to make a bracha achrona because you're not worried about the bracha rishona. So wait half an hour.
Which case? What are you talking about?
When you're in the base medrash.
You're in the base medrash, yes.
So you make a bracha rishona.
You made a bracha at the beginning of Seder, yeah.
Yeah. And then 35 minutes pass by, you're like, shoot, I didn't drink. Right? You didn't drink? You
guys,
you didn't drink.
But well, now you've already done.
No, why can't you just drink? You didn't have a hesach hadas with the bracha rishona, so why can't you drink another revius?
You could, and then you can make a bracha achrona, and that will cover your second time you drink. But now you just drank a whole drinking session without making a bracha. The bracha achrona is not going to go back on that. You've already lost your bracha achrona. It's like
the second one.
Monday I had lunch. Okay, Tuesday I'll have another lunch. Oh, I'll bench on Tuesday's lunch, and I'll have mine for Monday's lunch. It doesn't work. It's already gone. My chiyuv of bracha already left me. Okay? Yes?
What about when you go to the bathroom, especially for gedolim? Let's say you make a gedolim.
Yes.
And does that affect your, like having to do bracha?
No. No. It does not affect your bracha.
What about?
I guess if you're in there for more than a half hour, it will. But
some days get tough. What happens... Sorry, Ari. Like, let's say you don't make a bracha akruma, what's like the din? Like, you should like finish like.
What happens if you don't shake the little nasser? I don't know.
Yeah, it's like it's a big deal.
Of course, you lost on a bracha akruma.
Let's say after this, you're already like hungry again. Like that's a huge issue.
That's a bracha lo
hotel. No one actually knows what this shit is.
Yes.
Is there any nafkaminas to your drinking session going over shtir or going over taste?
No. Yes, Mr. Sokolov.
Let's say you were talking about the case where, like, you're playing sports. What if you're on a hike? You have the water with you the entire time.
If you got like one of those like packed camelbacks. You got the straw in your mouth, you're constantly drinking, so you're right.
Or you have the water, or you're walking with the water, drinking constantly from.
If it takes two minutes
to get thirsty, would you have to make a bracha akruma before you get thirsty?
That's what we're saying.
So you basically would have to make like 100 bracha akrumas on a hike?
Well, you'd have to drink a ravis every time, or maybe if you don't drink a ravis, you can't get a bracha akruma.
I'm sure it is.
How much is the ravis? 3 ounces.
How fast do you have to
drink? What about on Delicosis?
What about it? It's also 3 hours. Who said? That's the. What?
How fast do you have to drink the.
That's separate shit, but the mice, it's a machlokas where they have to drink it in a couple seconds or a vias, or a couple of minutes.
What about some hot drinks?
Hot drinks, there's more mekilin. You could have a few minutes.
How much resinus do you have to drink? How much and how fast do you have to eat
the Zayas
in order to be?
Kazayas Bukdeh Chilas Pras.
Which is how long?
About 3 minutes. So, you don't see yes, Joey.
What was it? Rabbi mentioned
Rosh Hashanah
Tzirko. Is that from the
Shulchan
Aruch?
Yes.
Shulchan
Aruch says the following.
I think we should have
been everything. The case that generally does not happen, but the case is the following.
Where's the Shulchan Aruch?
The Shulchan Aruch. It's somewhere in the beginning of Hilchos Brachos in the Kuf. I don't know.
It's
always in Kufayah. It's not in Kufayah. Anyways, the Shulchan Aruch says the following. What if someone makes Havdalah? He makes Abdullah, and then he's going to have a Malava Malka right after Abdullah, and he's going to have a coast of wine during his Malava Malka. Does the coast of wine and Abdullah cover the coast of wine that he's going to have in Malava Malka? And he brings down a Machlokas in the Rishon. He brings down a Machlokas in the Rishon. So what does he do? So he says, over there, his eights, the Shulchan Aruch says, because it's a Machlokas, you should have in mind when you make Abdullah that you don't want to patter anything else afterwards. Meaning you're going the bracha at the end in order now, and Malavah, you're vada going to have to make a bracha. So I'm going to ask, well, how could you do that? You're going with bracha shena tzricha. According to that, it does cover the coast of wine at Malavah Malka, so it should, it's covered. So when I have in mind not to cover it, I'm causing a bracha shena tzricha. I'm adding a bracha that doesn't really need it. Says over here, since to get out of the suffix, in order to get out of the suffix, you're allowed to do that. From this cloud, we can learn that any time you're causing yourself to make an extra bracha, but you're doing it in order to get out of the suffix bracha, that's not considered a bracha shem etzricha, that's considered a bracha shetzricha. Yes, Elimelech.
Does this kedeach el pras? Do you over kedeach el pras for Elimelech? Do you plot the birth of Muslim?
I definitely don't understand what you're asking.
If you eat over 3.5 minutes, 6 and 1, 3.5 minutes,
yes.
You eat
a kazayas. Oh, yeah.
Are you positive friends on the mother?
Yes.
Okay.
But the kazayas process is different shitas. There's shitas that go all the way up to 10 minutes, perhaps.
Should you be machmir for bread on the
You should try and eat a kazayas, the kazayas process. When you have a bread tutor, you should have a kazayas, the kazayas process.
Should you be machmir, I'm saying, bread on the mother if you don't? More than like almost.
Dafka, the opposite is true, because we hold benching, if you're satiated, it's daraisa. Something to say, something daraisa, if you have a suffix. Yes, Jake.
If someone were to drink a lot of water, would it still be satiated after half an hour? Could that bracha
from... That's a good question. That's a good question. You're asking a good question. If we would say he's vade satiated from drinking, meaning he was thirsty, now he's quenched his thirst, half hour later he's still not thirsty. I've never seen anything in Farish that talks about that, so I can't answer for sure. As far as a good start, as the Mishnah Berurah said, it didn't sound like he would say it, but could be. Yeah, Shlomo Levitz.
The Friday night case, when you get a lot of food and you fall asleep, and you're still still satiated, do you have the bench right away, or can you, like, or you could eat more if you want?
You would be able to eat more. Especially there's people who are...
That happens all the time in my house.
Yes, Yannis.
If you eat or drink between the normal shir and shir chazanish, why is it not a sapphic bracha to make a bracha
quite? You don't think in the chazanish is downstairs for every sapphic. You don't say so. If we would say sapphic bracha zahavah on every single sapphic, you would never make a bracha. It's like similar to the gra, saying why there's never been a time to fill in. If you want to take in that sapphic, you have to take in to where 72 pairs of tefillin. There are a million sveikas and brachas. It's true, we have a klal, sapphic brachas lachal, but even Svardim, who are much more, taking more, say there's times where they even makom sapphic, they'll make a bracha. The rule is, if the minag is to make a bracha, even by makom sapphic, then they would also make a bracha. Yes, Kobe.
Let's say you're playing ball, and coach calls timeout.
Coach calls timeout, yes.
30 seconds. You don't have time. You might not have time to say bracha akhuna. Could you say it for the next, like, stop it?
I'm going to say a big finish.
Bracha
akhuna is even more important than the team. The weight
that wait a second.
Even with kavana, a Barina Pasha does not take more than probably 12 seconds.
They'll never be on a team again, Cody.
Yeah, even a 20-second timeout, you have time to get it.
No, but you're taking like at least 24 of those seconds to drink the water. Like,
yeah,
you have to figure out which water bottle.
The ref out loud. The referee has to answer only, so you can't even. I don't think you're losing something.
What is the treadmill? You like sipping water? That means you'll probably have to make 10 like a
week. I have to.
Same thing if you're
still with it.
No, every time you take it, you're like,
I got a treadmill here. It's got air conditioning. Wow. You know that
treadmill?
I don't
have on the treadmill. Sure.
Yes.
This
Shoot him up on the total separate thing that I don't want to say. You're entering into a gigantic problem. We could spend 2 hours talking about shooting him up. If you're Bashan Makom, yes, and you're Bracha Rishon, but you're Bracha. This very much, this sugya very much connects to the shooting Makom. Because the Svara of Hesach Hadas, Ashkenazim hold the whole Svara of shooting Makom as it did in Hesach Hadas. Svara don't hold it.
So interesting. So you have to
Shmah?
When do you not make a bracha on water?
If you're drinking it not for thirsty, if you're doing it
for medicine.
You have a sore throat.
For
you're doing it just to take down the
medicine.
Okay,
if you're thirsty, you
if you're also thirsty, you're drinking, then you do make a bracha.
Make a bracha on medicine.
If the medicine tastes good, you make a bracha on medicine.
If I'm taking vitamin
C,
you're going to tell us, like,